I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we really like self-care for yourself.
For yourself.
Oh my god.
Thank
lovely.
You.
Lovely.
Harmonizing.
Yeah. Like, wow. Wow.
Wow.
So, what did you do for self-care?
Self-care. Oh, I got my tattoo filled in. Remember, we were talking about it last
time? Yeah, I would like to see it now,
here
please.
Here you go. It's healed.
Shut the fuck up.
Doesn't it look so good?
It looks so good. It kind of reminds me, I had a dog named Bear.
Aww.
And she was like that color. It kind of reminds me of Bear.
Yeah. So it's all healed up. We're probably going to do like...
Can we post that?
Another pass over it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can still like a little bit see like in the paw.
No, it looks perfect. But like... But I can see
you
like...
You can't
just...
see... It the Buddha at all. So next time we're going to do like the flowers around it. We're going to just make it look like an all cohesive like
I think it's piece. Amazing that you took your like, this does not suit me anymore. And you like covered it. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, goodbye.
Guys, you don't have to always stick by your decisions.
And also like, I don't know. I feel like you can just cover it up. Like it's a tattoo. Like whatever.
And I thought it was funny. You're like, I'm not religious. And it's funny because we call you religious Danae, you know?
Football Danae, religious Danae. Like, there's so many facets to me.
Every so often, I have to add a new one. So.
Yeah, so that was cool. I'm obsessed.
It looks really good.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
Michaela's the best.
When we do our tattoos, let's go to her.
She's, like, so fucking talented. Like... Ugh, I love it.
Like, did you like mostly freehand that?
No. I mean, she drew it all up and then like stenciled it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then,
well, I mean, but like that wasn't, she didn't like find something online. Like,
oh,
she,
no.
She designed
yeah,
it.
She designed yeah. it and drew it and like made it beautiful.
I would never let somebody freehand. I should set that up like a stencil, but she like, it was her art.
Well, I let my original artist freehand these flowers just because like
flower like make a little more sense because like
if you're an artist and you can't draw a flower,
maybe
you maybe shouldn't be a tattoo artist.
Maybe do something else.
Perhaps
creative
that's not the
writing.
Career for you.
Yeah,
I don't know, but yeah, like it. Oh, it just looks so good.
It looks really good.
She did.
Yeah, we'll
such
post
a great
it
job.
So you guys can gush over how
I'm obsessed.
It looks.
And I'll post like the before and after picture.
Yeah,
too. Like the before what it was, and then how she covered
maybe
it.
Tag.
Yeah,
her?
Definitely tag her because
yeah.
she's like beyond talented.
Yeah, go to her. She did a great job. Da 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 da.
What did you do for your self-care?
I've been sick this week because, like, life doesn't get better lately. It's been rough. So I took a bath, and it was kind of amazing.
Did you zhuzh it up? What it, like, what
yeah,
did you
I added some bath bombs.
Okay. What were the smells?
It's like flavors, peppermint one.
That's so nice when you're sick.
Yeah, because it was, like, opening up.
Open up the sinuses.
But then... I get agitated really easily when I'm sick. So I'm like, okay, this feels great. And then I'm like, I have to absolutely get out of here. I don't want, like, it was weird.
Like, it was too hot?
It felt nice. And then all of a sudden I was like, I need to get out.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. It was weird. But it felt really good to, like, get that. But I might have some residual sounding, but I'm so much better now.
Oh, that's good.
Didn't get to see Jen. I told her we'd make up for it. Sorry, Jen.
Well, I'm glad you didn't infect us, honestly.
Yeah.
So thank
no.
you for that.
Well, it's like, it's great to see you, but like, yeah. I don't want to be sick. It's not worth that.
Yeah.
You know?
It sucks being sick.
Like the people are like, sorry, I came, I'm sick. And you're like, why are you
please
here?
Please don't.
Go home.
Please. I don't want that shit.
Now your stay is going to stay with me.
Yes.
So that's why we said nay and we stayed
well,
at home.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though we missed you.
I mean, the pictures looked fun. And also, the Broncos lost. I said this might not age well, and boy, was I right.
Yeah.
I know you don't care, but well, I care.
Ronan called it. I made a video where I asked him, I was like, Ronan, are the Broncos going to win? And he was like, and no.
I cyberbullied some baby otters on TikTok. I said, boo, baby otters. And they said, boo, Kingler. And I was like, I told Keith, because I was sick. So what's I left the work baby on otters? Friday.
What is that?
They were having, like, they're like, which team is going to win? And they're like, see which, like, toy the baby otters play with.
Oh,
and it was against, like, a okay. Patriots toy and a Broncos toy. And the baby otters went for the Patriots toy. And I literally was like, boo, baby otters.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I was bullying little baby otters. But a lot of cats said the Broncos were going to win. So, yeah. That's what my timeline is.
Thanks for not bullying my child about it.
I would never. Is he a baby otter? And you know how I feel about otters. Emmett Otter.
You love a Christmas otter. Okay, anyways. Well, what are you going to tell me about?
So, I am going to get my notes up. I just started a new notes tab because my notes just didn't want to. So I'm going to tell you the abduction of Allison Botha. Do you know the story? You moved your head like a slow doll and it...
So familiar. Do I know this?
I don't know. This is one that, like, I was able to find a lot of sources, but it's not one, like, I remembered. And I'm like, well, I clearly haven't heard it because this is a very memorable one.
Okay.
So... She was born September 22nd, 1967 in Port Elizabeth, South Africa. She was born into a very loving family. In school, people had said she was smart and kind. People knew she was going to do great things in the world. Like, they're like, if there's something hard, she'll do it because it's worth it. And she's really smart.
Okay.
So, at the point of the story, she was 27 and single, working in insurance, and she was just going through the wildly relatable, I don't know, in her life, you know?
Sure. Been there, done that.
Yeah, she hasn't, like, because for her, insurance was fine, but it wasn't, yeah, like, the end-all, be-all.
Dude, insurance? Come on. Like, who the fuck in life?
Well, people are like, she could have been a lawyer or a doctor. And yeah. I'm like, I hate when people do that, too.
I know.
They're like, you could be better than what you are. And you're like, I'm working like, through it.
Live my life.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't want to devote every single second to, like,
insurance pays the bills.
Yeah. So I just thought that was like, we all get it. We've all gone through that, especially insurance at 27. Is boring,
but at least she's paying her bills.
Exactly. So yeah, it's like, this was not the job people expected her to have. And I'm like, okay, well,
let her figure her fucking life out.
Yeah. She'll probably do something different. Was I doing what I want to do at 27? No. Am I closer now? Absolutely. But anyways, so December 18th, 1994 was a fun day spent at the beach with her friends. December, like around Christmas, it's summertime in South Africa. So Allison had been out in the sun and doing laundry at her friend Kim's house.
Come.
Later in the evening, I was saying my name, by the way. Later in the evening, the friends went to Allison's and ordered pizza.
Wait, who's it's Allison?
Allison is our main character.
Oh, sorry. I thought
they
you
were
said
hanging
Elizabeth.
Out at Kim's house.
My bad.
She was in Port Elizabeth.
Oh.
Get it together, Divi. No, you're fine. There's a lot of names I'm
okay.
throwing at you.
There's a lot of ladies.
They were
names.
Hanging out at Kim's house and then like, let's go to Allison's, like, okay. Order pizza.
Got it. Sorry.
No, it's fine. So at the end of the night, the friends left, and then Allison's like, you know what, Kim, I'll drive you home.
Okay.
And she had to get her laundry anyway.
Sure.
Hence why I mentioned that she was doing her laundry.
Okay.
So she dropped Kim off, got her laundry, and headed home. When she got to her house, she had to park a little further, like, down the road. We've all been to the Highlands and, like, went to somebody's house and, like, ugh. Remember how far away you had to park?
Let me park a million miles away.
When my friend lived downtown, we were doing, we were going to Pride. It was so fun. I had to park so far away to the point where my friend was like, I'll walk with you. She's like, will you drive me back? I was like, 100%.
Well, yeah. That's always like the...
I almost had to park a mile
the
away.
The deal. It's like, I'll walk with you, but then you drive me back.
Yeah. It was almost a mile away.
Oh my God.
That's how far I had to park.
I hate that shit.
Yeah. It was like ridiculous. I was very gross when I got to her apartment. I'm like, sorry for my looks. So Street parking's tough. We've all done it. And she found a spot, parked a car, and while she was looking in the passenger seat, probably getting her laundry, getting everything gathered, she heard the door open and felt cold metal to her neck. A man had told her to move to the passenger seat or he would kill her. So she did as she was told. She asked the man what he was doing, and he said that he just needed to use her car for an hour and had no plans to hurt her. She had never seen this man. However, when they started driving, he asked her if she lived in apartment, whatever apartment number. And he didn't ask her. He was like, where do you live? It's like, you live in apartment 402.
Ew, stalker.
Don't you? Yeah.
Creep ass. You've been watching me.
It wasn't a question. It was a statement.
Oh, no.
And I think
Can you imagine you're like driving next to this person who has now just abducted you, and you're like, the realization, like, they have been watching me for who knows how long.
Not to sound like a psycho.
Horrifying.
But when I lived in the apartment, like the downstairs one, do you remember? Like when we lived there?
The one where
a tuft of your hair came out.
Me?
No, do you remember on 4th of July?
Oh, when I did a somersault in the pool and I was like sort of bald because I like hit the box. Back of my head.
Yeah, it was fun.
I like meant right now. I was like,
no. We were listening to Good For You like the whole day.
Well,
that was a time.
4th of July, you know.
That was,
we had a rum punch, okay?
Yeah.
You made like a very alcoholic punch. What was funny is like
one of us would fall asleep every so often. My favorite is you took a picture of Keith wearing his like America shirt and you're like, very patriotic baby angel. I just think about that, like, that you know. A
good 4th of July.
But, like, so where, what I was saying about the apartment, sorry, we, like, went off a tangent because I was, like, reminding you of that time.
We went down memory lane.
I got weird about when people would be walking down the hall the same time as me. Not that they were going to do anything to go into my apartment. Like, I don't know why. I just didn't want people to know where I lived.
Well,
I think
you're also being aware, right?
Yeah.
And hyper aware because you're a woman.
Yeah. And it's like, do I think anything was going to happen? I don't.
No, but like if something did, you're aware.
Yeah.
And like now I'm going to open my door and then like what if they like try to barge their way in?
And
I'm gonna fight them.
And we had the hotel style apartments. Mm-hmm. Like you had to have the key card. But I don't know. I just.
Yeah.
I didn't want people to know what apartment I was in. I don't like to this. Like I like true crime. That's probably why. But that's one thing that I'm like, anxiety. If they know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just think it's really scary when somebody, so long story short, it's scary when people know what apartment you live in and they like question you on it.
And she didn't even recognize him. That's like even creepier.
Yeah.
It's not like she's like, oh, it's the neighbor from, you know,
she
upstairs.
Had never seen this man.
She's
in
like,
her
I've
life.
Never seen this man in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so, so creepy.
So the guy said his name was Clinton and he asked her name and she said Sue.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, don't say your real name.
She was pretty shocked at this point and had no idea what to do. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah. For sure. Not giving you my real name.
Yeah. And anyone can say what they would do, but until you have that actually happen to
well,
you.
Well, yeah. You're in the moment.
Yeah.
What who it, knows?
It's
and you
fight,
have to
flight,
assess
freeze.
The situation yeah. of like the vibes.
Oh, 100%. You know? Yeah. So she tried to keep herself safe by trying to ask him questions about himself. You know, just to seem a little bit more personal. Cause,
keep the focus on him.
Yeah. And like.
Seem interested.
And then your chances, unfortunately, you know, you're like, oh, my chances might be better if I show an interest in this person's life.
For sure.
So he pretty much was like, I'm not telling you anything about myself.
Okay. But like, you want okay. me to tell. Like, okay.
Sure. Yeah. She then asked him what he needed the car for. And he told her something about his friend taking the TV and owed him money. A story that made no sense. Mm-hmm. You know, one of those. And she basically told him she didn't need to be there. He can have the car.
Yeah, like, you could just do this errand without me.
No, he wanted company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they kept driving, and they were in an area she was not familiar with, just a place she hadn't been very often. You know, it'd be, like, somebody taking us to, like, Westminster. We'd be like, I mean, I've probably been here, but I don't know any of this sure. stuff. Yeah. So Clinton slowed down to and looked at a group of people and grumbled, and then he turned around and drove by again.
Oh, no.
And then he saw someone he knew, and he pulled the car over, and someone had gotten in the back seat of the car.
What the fuck?
Teens was the man who got in the back of the car, and Clinton said he didn't speak English really well. He was like, he doesn't speak English very well. And okay. She's like, okay. And that was the conversation. and they were speaking in another language, one Allison didn't quite understand, but she caught a few words. But more than that, she was just focused on the landscape. She wanted to be like,
let me remember this.
Yes, exactly. Of, yeah, like where they were going, you know, kind of figure out what was going on. And again, she wasn't familiar with the area and wanted to make sure she was paying attention to where they were going. So they drove a little bit further and came to a more deserted wooded area.
Oh my
God. And went on a path, and it was close to the beach too. And Allison noticed Clinton was coming to a stop. The two men had stopped talking. And they drove close to the beach and were like 300 feet from the road. 300 feet from the road. Just keep that in your mind.
Okay.
Tians got out of the car and sat on the front of the car and smoked a cigarette, leaving Allison alone with Clinton. And he, trigger warning, sexually assaulted her.
Oh my God.
Yep. And when he had finished, he invited Tians to come. Oh. And Tians said he could do it. And he got into the car and he started. And then he's like, nope, I can't do it. That's where he drew the line. He didn't mind abducting somebody, but like he couldn't sexually assault her. Got out of the car, went out, and had another cigarette on the hood.
Okay, but like, I'm just like glad that he like couldn't.
Totally, but it's like, where? Okay, yes, it sounds great.
But so you also far. Allowed your friend to do it.
Yeah, you let your friend do it. Like, and
so you're still participating.
Yeah,
you're still letting it happen.
Yeah, exactly. Which is just as bad.
Yeah.
So, Tians then yells, "Franz." Clinton's real name.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, no way he's telling his real name too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds like Tians was his real name, but he yelled Franz. And Allison was like, Franz, remember that. Franz. Because that's like actually his name. Because she probably knew that like Clinton was a fake name.
Yeah.
And he asked him what Umnik would want them to do. Umnik is a kind of respectful name for Satan in South Africa. Yeah. And they agreed that they needed to kill her.
Oh my God.
So you won't sexually assault her, but killing her is fine. Y'all. That's where I'm saying that's okay. Where the line is.
What?
And she was like, I'm not going to say anything to anyone. You don't need to do that. Like you don't need to do it. And they're like, no. We've raped other women and they went to the police. So actually, like, we do have to kill you.
Done this before?
Yeah. And
oh, that's so horrifying.
Yeah, they've been caught for rape more than once. More than once. So. Awful. So they ordered her out of the car and they forced her to take off her clothes. And she had some rings and they were like, take those off. And Tians quickly took them. That's where I'm like, you draw the line. That's why I'm going to keep saying that's where you draw the line. Because they knocked her to the ground. And Franz started to choke her, and she tried to get him to stop. And he was like, sorry, like, why are you doing this? And he's like, sorry. And then he continued. And she blacked out, but then she, like, came to. And when she came to, she saw one of the men's arms moving really rapidly.
Oh, no.
And noticed they were slashing her throat.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't feel it, but she could hear it.
Oh my God.
She could hear it. She had her throat slashed 16 times. She couldn't feel it happening because I'm sure like the adrenaline was going crazy.
Sure.
But she then had over 50 stab wounds to her body.
Whoa.
She pretended to be dead. And they talked about it. They're like, what do we do?
Oh my God.
And they're like, well, nobody would have survived that. And she is very much alive and she's trying to not breathe.
Yeah.
But yeah. So they get in the car and they leave.
Oh my God.
And she's just sitting there. And she said at one point she was watching herself.
Yeah.
She had an out of body experience. Right. It was like watching. Cause like how traumatic. And it's only going to get worse from here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways. So she was having an out-of-body experience, and she was just basically floating, watching herself. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, I don't want this happening to somebody else. Like, it sounds like they've done this before.
Yeah, so I've got to stop them.
She basically, like, forced herself back into her body, kind of. And that's what was said, was, like, she forced herself back into her body. And she, with all her strength, started writing their names in the sand.
Oh, my God.
Which is so smart.
Yeah.
And she also added, I love you, Mom. Which, like, kills me.
Oh, God. Like, now I'm going to cry.
I know. Which, but she suddenly felt a wet sensation on her legs. She was disemboweled.
Oh, my God.
So, she put her hand up to her neck and stuck her entire hand in her neck. And she's just like, to see what the damage was.
Okay, okay. I wasn't sure if it was, like, spurting or something.
No. Okay. No. So, remember what I said? They were 300 feet from the road. I want you guys to know this is an inspiring story, and that's why I'm telling it.
Okay.
So, she had almost... I'll tell a story, and then I'll say what I was about to say.
Yeah.
So, she was like, I have to get help.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Like, she was still... As much as you can be with it when something traumatic like that happens.
Well, and at this point, it's like, if you're still alive, like, you better go all the way and, like, make mm-hmm. it happen, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have to get out of this. And, like you said, like she said, for the sake of future victims, mm-hmm. they've mm-hmm. done this before. They're not going to stop.
They're going to do it again.
Yeah. They already know kind of, like, what they need to do to get away with it.
Yeah, they've done it before. What's going to stop them from doing it again? So.
Oh, my God.
She started crawling to the road. Because, like.
She's so close, but, like, so far. When you're that, like, injured. And she's using
one hand to hold in her guts. And they kept slipping out. But she found her shirt.
Okay.
And she used her shirt to help.
Okay.
I'm telling you this amazing story. No, she just had to, like, hold it.
Oh, my God.
She couldn't tie, you know, she couldn't tie it right then. So.
But she's doing everything in her power to like.
And she's crawling. Oh, and it's 300 feet away, which must have felt like miles.
Yeah.
So, she's basically stabilizing her organs. And part of the reason they did this was so she couldn't have children. That was part of it.
What?
They mentioned that later.
For what?
Because you're a sick fuck.
Like, that's so cruel.
It's so cruel.
That's just like...
You're taking...
On top of like... overkill, first of all. Like...
Yeah.
Slashing someone's throat the amount of times they did. Stabbing her the amount of times they did.
But they also thought they killed her. Keep in mind, too.
Yeah, but like even if they were like the slim chance that she were to survive, they're like... And on top of that... We don't want you to ever, like...
Be able to have children.
Be able to have children. Like, fuck off.
Yeah. It's insane. It's insane.
Dude, I hope these guys... I can't wait to hear this shit. Okay.
Part of it is good. It's not all great.
Okay.
So, she crawled to the front of the clearing, and she was like... And she was like, I'm done. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. But then she looked and she saw a trail of blood and she was like, oh my God, if I stop now and I die here, my family's going to know I suffered.
Yeah.
Well, I've already made it this far.
I have to keep going.
Exactly. She stood up.
What?
She stood up. Trigger warning. And all of a sudden it was black.
Oh no.
Her head went back. She didn't realize she had almost been decapitated. So not only... Is she holding her fucking guts? She is holding her head up. Walking.
Oh my God.
After the most horrific shit ever.
Oh my God.
If you ever think this woman doesn't have a reason to be here, think again. Like.
Whoa.
She said she doesn't remember walking, which.
I'm sure you fucking don't.
No. But she just remembers hitting the road and she's like, I'm here. I'm here. So she goes to the middle of the road and, like, lays down. And then all of a sudden, she hears a car come up and the car slows down. And then She's like, oh my God, what if it's them? What if it's them?
Yeah, to come back.
And oh check. My God, they're stopping. And then the car speeds away quickly.
Oh.
And you know, I was like, that is so fucked up. But you know what Allison said? Allison said it was probably a woman on her own. They probably don't know what they were looking at. So she was showing empathy to this person. As much as I'm like, that is so fucked up. I'm like, if Allison can show empathy, we can.
Yeah, I think there's like a number of survivor stories where it's like someone is in the road begging for help. Like,
yeah.
You know, in the worst state they
could be. The girl who lost her arms.
Yes.
She also dealt with people.
Yeah, where someone just like sped away.
Uh-huh.
And like, could you imagine seeing this like...
No, I'm sure it's like,
you know, but like,
well, because also people might think they're going to get jumped because South Africa is very unsafe.
Yeah.
So she showed empathy and I'm like, if she can show empathy, we can too.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So.
But then it's like, now you have to wait even longer.
Yeah. Cause it's more of a deserted area.
Yeah.
But suddenly another car approaches and the people immediately got out of the car and a woman instinctively screamed. Okay. She probably couldn't help it. I mean, who wouldn't? You just see somebody that's...
You're fucking kidding me?
Yeah, because she probably thought it was a dead body.
But you probably can't even help it.
Yeah, so she instinctively screamed. And I'm like, I don't even blame her because I would too. And a man looked her in the eyes and told her to relax. And he held her hand. His name was Tian. And he was a vet student.
Oh.
He had tucked her thyroid gland back in her neck.
Oh my God.
Which saved her life. And he was just applying pressure to the right areas.
This is like, I feel like one of those things where it's like, sometimes people come across your path for very specific reasons.
Oh, absolutely.
So he knew enough anatomy, you know, like, I mean, he's a vet. He's not a doctor, but enough to know
that you needed to be back. He needed to do. Exactly. And oh that she needed support. And, you know, it was 1994, but one of the people in the car happened to have a phone. And I just want to let you know, from this point to when she got abducted was an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it would be a few hours.
Whoa.
So, but the ambulance took 40 minutes.
Cause it's so isolated.
Mm-hmm. And South Africa isn't like the United States, you know? So it took 40 minutes and, he was talking to her the entire time, aww, keeping her awake, keeping her with it.
This
you know?
Guy's an angel.
Absolutely, he's an angel, and he just gets better.
Earth
he
angel.
Just gets better. And, yeah, he just said you could see inside her neck, like, oh someone shouldn't survive that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was keeping her awake. He was, like, one lady was massaging her legs to keep the blood circulating.
Oh, my God.
Because she probably lost a lot of blood.
I'm well, yeah. Too.
Yeah. So I'm like, but people came the fuck together.
Yes.
And, like, helped this woman. So.
Wow.
Tian went in the ambulance with her. Like, the ambulance came, and he's just like, I'm not leaving her alone. And he went with her in the ambulance, like, to the hospital. And she had to go into, and he held her hand in the ambulance too.
Oh, Tian.
I know.
That like gives me hope for humanity.
That.
Like people like that.
Yeah.
Like there is good in the world.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Absolutely.
And I think there's a lot more good than there is bad. But like.
We talk about the bad here.
Yeah. But it's like those are the people that like.
Those are the helpers. Give
you the helpers. Look for the helpers.
Mm-hmm. And those like he was in the right place. I mean, I think everything worked out. Was supposed to be a lady that was like willing to massage legs. She was there, thank God. Someone with a phone, so no one had to like actually like leave to go call.
Sorry, were there like these were separate cars or were they all in the same car and they kind of teamwork this together?
I'm not really sure.
Okay,
but either way, they were together. But either way, yeah,
they were like we're.
I'm sure more people stopped because it was like you know you see something traumatic. Like I would stop.
Yeah.
Just a quick side note. I was sitting at my cabin and it was the 4th of July. We were waiting for my cousin's wife, former cousin at this point, his wife to come up. And we were just sitting on the deck at the cabin. You'll have to come to the cabin at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, it was totally silent. And we just heard a boom, 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 boom. Like,
oh my God.
And it was close to the road.
Like a car crash? Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And mind you, there's huge drop-offs close to that area.
Oh, shit.
And it was not as busy. It's outside this place called Trout Lake. It's not busy. And I remember I ran in the cabin. I hadn't been drinking, so, but the other two people I was with had. And I was like, Mom, I need your car keys. And my mom's like, why do you need my car keys? I was like, we heard something. We want to go make sure.
Just make sure everyone's mm-hmm. okay.
So we drove, and it was probably like 5 minutes to get us there. And I was driving really carefully because it's like that area can be sketchy. There was a car that was flipped, and the woman was standing in the middle of the street fine.
Oh, my God.
But, and there was a ton of people there. We were talking to people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is we wanted to make sure, because it's not a busy road, but a lot of people had like pulled over. It was great. Like people were coming together.
That's amazing.
People were making sure she was okay. Yeah. And she was like, I have multiple sclerosis. The lady who got in this accident, car had flipped probably 7 times.
Whoa, what happened? Yeah.
The people had said, like, because we were talking to people and they're like, we saw her speeding by. We were like, and we knew this was going to happen.
Oh. But like the lady, windy roads kind of thing or what?
Yeah, really windy roads. Oh. A lot of blind spots. But we just pulled over to the side of the road. But it was just to make sure that woman was. So a lot of people came together for that woman, too. And like it took the ambulance probably 40 minutes also in that case. But they took her away. And I think she was in shock because she was up and standing and like looking for her pills.
Oh,
for
my God.
Her multiple sclerosis.
Yeah.
And I'm like, baby girl, they can probably give you new pills. Like, but her car was 1,000,000% total. The fact that she was not only standing up and outside of the vehicle.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Well, because we're like, wait, what happened to the person in the car? And it's like that lady.
She's like, hi, it's me. You're like, what?
Yeah. So that's like that one of those things, like, because I'm like, people do that. And I'm like, yeah, actually, like, we saw that happen. And we were able to go back to the cabin, but it was just like, we heard that. We wanted to make sure, like, that person had help. So. Yeah. Anyway, so it's like people come together in amazing circumstances. So Tian went with her in the ambulance. And when they got there, he whispered to her as they were pulling her away, I'm still going to be here when you wake up.
Oh,
yeah. And it was a 24-hour surgery.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you got to like basically put her back together.
Absolutely. And like they called fully. Her mom. Yeah. And her mom came. I think it was like the situation, like they were still in the town, like she didn't move far. So I think her mom was like in the area.
Oh, my God.
And her mom came to the hospital and like visited her room, and her eyes were filled with blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had a cage over her her stomach to keep blankets and everything off, and just a huge bandage on her throat. Her mom said she was like unrecognizable.
Yeah.
But she was awake and talking.
And she's alive.
Yeah.
What a freaking miracle.
They said if her thyroid thing, like her thyroid stayed gland out. Stayed out, she would have died.
Oh, my God.
So him doing that saved her life. So she puts a lot of her, like,
Tian.
Yeah, she's like, but girl, you also saved your life.
Yeah.
Don't discount what you did.
Totally.
You stood up. Like, what a story. I know it's like, this is a fucked up story, but like, this woman had her throat slashed and disemboweled, and she survived it.
Yeah.
Like, and she, like obviously she had recovery, but, like, wasn't that bad of recovery. Like,
but like she, tell me they're, like, best friends.
I don't really know. I think they stayed in contact. I know I was hoping, like, so a few years later, they got married, right? So she had a long road to recovery, obviously.
Of course.
But they were really concerned that when her throat healed, the scar tissue could potentially choke her.
Oh, my God. Because it was so much.
Because it could be. So that was a concern, too, is they wanted to make sure, like, when it scarred over, it wasn't going to, like, restrict her airways.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, she was a fucking warrior. Like, what an amazing.
Yeah.
You survive something, like. That no one
have survived. Yeah,
exactly. So they waited a while to let her heal, and then the police came to talk to her because she very obviously couldn't talk very well.
Yeah.
But she tried, and they were like, girl, calm down. Like, you don't need to talk. You're fine.
Yeah, let's let you rest. Like,
let's heal, and then we'll talk. Yeah. So she was able to identify them in a photo lineup because they had raped another woman.
Already?
Yeah. And they had posted bail for that. And then they went right back into prison after posting bail for another rape.
Whoa.
Why are you letting these people out of jail? Not only for what they did to Allison, like, take that out of the equation. They're consistently raping women.
Like, they're not.
They're gonna do it again.
Who can be rehabilitated?
No, they're gonna do it again. So she was able to immediately identify them. They went right back to jail. So, a detective came in to tell her that they had been arrested after they found bail. They found her car, and now they weren't gonna get out of jail. You just have to almost murder someone to do that.
Like, wow.
So they got a charge for attempted murder. And they tried to be like, Satan told us to do it.
Shut the fuck
up. We're mentally ill. Satan. No. Satan.
She heard you guys planning it.
Yeah.
Like,
and I think they were probably shocked that she, like, survived.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So they ended up, because nobody bought their bullshit about them being, like, Satanists and stuff.
Shut up.
You're and just pieces also, of shit. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, stop like trying to act like you have a mental illness when you don't.
Yeah, like a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
So they pled guilty to 8 different charges. But for some reason, they needed her to say their names for it to be. I don't know.
It's some.
Yeah. And she like had to heal to like say names and stuff like that. So.
Huh. It must be some South African thing.
Law. Yeah. I mean, every place is different, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, that's one of my sources said that. And I was like, that's horrible. I hate that. So they got life with no possibility of parole.
Good. Oh, no.
And she got married in 1997.
Aw.
And she had 2 boys.
So they didn't fuck her up.
They didn't fuck her up. She could still have kids.
Dude, this lady's like a fucking miracle.
Bionic woman.
Yes.
So they were released on parole June 2023.
What?
Yep. After why? 28 years.
For what? Like, are you kidding?
For
me?
Why? They're gonna
do it again. How many times do they have to do this?
They didn't tell her either. She found out.
What?
Yeah. And you know what the stress did to her?
Oh, my God.
She had an aneurysm in 2024. Survived it. But the amount of stress this put on her.
Why would they not tell her?
Why would they not tell her? Why would they not tell her?
That's not some kind of law?
It should be. They didn't tell her. She had an aneurysm over it.
That's wild, dude.
And she wrote a book called I Have Life. And she just kind of...
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, she just talks about it. But, like, this woman's incredible.
Wow.
And that's why I'm telling this story. It's, like, she went through all this. And, like, she had 2 boys. That was, like, where I was, aww, like, there is some good news. And I hope her and Tion are, like, still friends.
Wow.
But he ended up being a doctor. It inspired him. And he, instead good job, of, like, Tion. Yeah. Because, like, why wouldn't that? Like, yeah, you know?
You should.
Yeah, they were released on parole. There's not much information about what they're doing these days, but
damn,
hopefully, you know, nothing like this happens again. But it's just like, you have to tell the person when you release, like, somebody that, like, tried to destroy her.
Who almost decapitated her and disemboweled her.
How amazing is it that that happened and she still had 2 boys?
Yeah.
And she said, like, they're her world.
So, like, bravo, doctors. Like, good job, y'all.
Yeah. In 1994, too.
You did it. You really put it all back together.
But yeah, I think it's a story. It's so fucked up. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, my God.
But it's, like, it's a story that needs to be told of, like, resilience and stuff. And, like, she is a motivational speaker, as she should be.
Oh, my God.
If anyone's going to motivate me, it's going to be somebody that went through that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the scary part is her friends just thought she went home. Can you imagine finding out that's what happened to your friend after they dropped you off?
Oh, my God. That's, like, yeah, that is worst case scenario.
Yeah. So, but... as of now, I will try to find the GoFundMe. I don't know if it's still active. Her health has taken a downturn and insurance isn't paying for stuff anymore. So she is currently doing donations because the aneurysm and all that stuff. So I'll try to see if I can find the GoFundMe. It might have been closed down at this point, but like to support her, like she's someone who needs to be supported. She's like Bionic Woman.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So that's the story of the abduction of Allison Botha.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
But we'll post. And you know what? Her scar's not even that bad. It just looks like, you know, when people, have you ever seen somebody get like thyroid like surgery?
Yeah.
It's just like a little. Wow. Nothing crazy. Yeah.
Crazy, dude.
But we'll post pictures of Allison and kind of like hopefully the area where this kind of took place in South Africa on our Instagram. And that's going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod just on Instagram.
And if you have any story suggestions or if you want any stickers,
email friendship us. Bracelets.
We've got really good stickers. Our email is mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We're also on TikTok and Facebook. We'll do something with that eventually.
Check us out.
Check us out, please. But yeah, and please rate us, guys. But, you know, 5 stars.
5 stars, mostly.
Yeah. Only, really.
Only.
Yeah.
That's the only option.
Yeah. Please. All right.
All right. Until next time.
Self-care for yourselves.
Okay, bye.